Management.
Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, family, and welcome to Vision for Change. I am John Stevenson, and it is a pleasure to have you join us today. As always, it's my tradition, if you are listening this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, what are you waiting for? Get born again. Yes, you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God sent him here to this earth to die for your sins, you can be born again. That's all it takes. It's just, Lord, take my life, do something with it. I repent, forgive me of my sins. He already died for them all. He knew you were going to do them. He knew what you were going to go through. And so he can just wipe them all away. You just got to give him your life. So you can do that where you are. Just the prayer of salvation is a simple prayer. Just, Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. Forgive me of all of the things that I've done that was against your will. Now I commit my life to you, and I want to live for you. So I thank you, and I receive your son Jesus as Lord and Savior. And also the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he's faithful and just to forgive you of any unrighteousness, any sin, any act that you committed that was outside of his will. The blood of Jesus will wash you clean. So just repent and get back on track. Amen. Well, today we have a very special, special show. I have a guest coming on shortly. Her name is Teresa Harvey, and she is the co-founder of God's Connection Transition. We're going to be talking about the message and the mission today, and I'll lay a word foundation for you shortly. If you're a Facebook person, go ahead and follow us on Facebook, Vision for Change Broadcast, VFC, a broadcast for Twitter. Give us some ideas for shows. We want to be a blessing to you. Let us know how you feel. Give us your feedback. You can send an email to me at info@jsmonline.org. Now, our website right now is under maintenance. We are building a new website for you where we can have some word teachings for you. We can give you some information and some things that are happening in the community here in the Washington, D.C. area. And for all the pastors that are listening, we want to hear from you. We know you have some wonderful things that you're doing in your churches, and we want to highlight some of those things. So give us some feedback. Send us an email. Contact me personally. You can call me at 877-268-8998 or that same email address, info@jsmonline.org. Well, it is the Christmas holiday, and I am excited about Christmas. I love this time of year. It's so much fun. I know people say Jesus is the reason for the season. It's so commercialized, but listen, Jesus gave away gifts. He loves people too, so you can do the same. So before we get into what we're going to talk about, I always introduce you to the lovely, the wonderful, the radio host, and the beautiful engineer here, the host of Generation Now, Miss Janice Sturdivant. How are you, dear?
You always have me blessing with that introduction.
Good morning. You're worthy of it, man. She's a great youth leader and all that good stuff, you know?
Good morning, Pastor. Happy holidays to you and all of your listeners. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I actually got a chance to get into the Christmas feel and do a little bit of Christmas shopping. So, okay. You know, now it's starting to look a lot like Christmas, even though it doesn't feel like it with this 70-degree weather.
I know. Right. But here's the thing. I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that. All,
you know, right. I know folks want the white Christmas. I like white Christmas, too, as long as it melts by 5 o'clock. You know, I want it to be pretty, but, you know, I still want the snow to melt, you know.
Exactly.
So
it's a lot of work when it starts snowing. You got to clean up cars, and you can't go anywhere. You can't travel. You get cabin fever and all of that, but.
Oh, dude, don't bring me down. You're bringing me down. That's shoveling the snow and all that. So
right.
I got people that listen that are all over the world. They log on. You know, we put the website on so they can listen through the
nice.
Website. So some folks are listening and they don't have snow. So
they don't have snow.
Yeah, so they're probably thinking, you know, well, what are they complaining about? We want snow, but the shoveling part.
The shoveling part is the only thing. Outside of that, I love winter. I love winter. I love everything about the holidays. I'm excited. I mean, even though, like you were saying, as far as gifts, you know, Jesus did give gifts and people gave him gifts. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to follow suit. And it's all about giving gifts. And even if the gifts aren't material, they're still gifts of love, still gifts of joy and gifts of happiness. And those things matter. So
yes. Well, we're going to jump into here. I'm a Jackson 5 fan. So I know we're at 1WYCB. So I'm going to play some Christmas music for the next couple of weeks, just to, you know, set the atmosphere. And we're going to talk about the message and the mission shortly. So here is the Jackson 5 and Give Love on Christmas Day. That is the Jackson 5 and Give Love on Christmas Day. All right, now here's what I want to do. I want to give away something. I have what I call the Destiny Package. And what that consists of is a book by Bishop T.D. Jakes called Destiny. Oh, my God. I'm reading this for the second time. If you're looking to get motivated, inspired, and what you're called to do, and some practical things to get started and some things to look at, great book. I have a book by myself I wrote called Notes from the Heart of a Servant. If you serve in a church, this is a good book for your pastors and your leaders in churches. It's a mini book, about 50-some pages, just to give you a perspective of what to look at before you get involved in serving a church. And we come out of Exodus 17. And I also have a CD teaching that I've done on kingdom service. So I am big on servanthood. That is what this ministry is based off of. So we want to sow that into your life for the next couple of weeks. Our we call it our Destiny Pack, the book by Bishop Jakes, myself, and a CD teaching. So give us a call here at the station at 240-638-5430. I'm looking for caller number 5 at 240-638-5430. Now, for the rest of you all, and I know some of you all be trying to call real fast, let me read you something. This is John chapter 13. And this is, I'm going to read verse 26 through 29. It says, Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped a sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him, talking about Satan entered into Judas. Then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this of. For some of them thought or they assume that Judas had the bag and that Jesus had said to him, go buy things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Two things come out of this scripture. This is right before Jesus is about to be crucified. He's about to have dinner. And so he's telling them about, he's giving them a hint. Here's who's going to betray me. And we've got Judas sitting here. He's the one. I'm going to give him a sop. They didn't pick up on it. The Bible says here they assumed that because he had the bag, or basically he was the group accountant, that he was going to give something to the poor. You don't generally give something to the poor if that's not, you don't assume that if that's not the norm for what you normally do. So they were assuming that Judas was going to give to the poor because that's something that they always did. Jesus had a great message, and in Luke chapter 4, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. That was the message. He was called to preach, but he didn't just preach. He had a message, but he also had a mission, and he went out and he gave to the poor as well. And it's obvious because they assumed that's what Judas was going to go do, because that was one of the things that he normally would probably go do. And I want to encourage you that you may have a message in your home that we should take care of people, we should be good to all people, but then you should also have the mission to do that. It's one thing to have a message and preach all the time, but are you actually out doing the things that need to be done to back up what you're preaching? It could be in your house that you have a message that our family goes to college. Well, what's the mission? How are we going to get everybody to college? And so I think that we have a moral, especially those who are born again, we've got great preaching in our churches, but what's the mission? Are we out in the fields and we taking care of the poor? Are we helping the single mothers? Or what is the mission? Are we actively doing something to help change the world? It's a wonderful thing to say, hey, they should do this, the president should do this, but what do you have? You have your hands to the plow. And today I have a guest. She's a friend of mine. I have Miss Teresa Harvey. She's a co-founder of God's Connection Transition. And she and her husband Arnold started this company. I'll let them tell you more about it, and she can get into why she's doing what she's doing, what she's got going on. And if you're looking for somebody to help this holiday season, this is a wonderful organization. So Teresa, are you there?
I am here. Hello, John. How are you?
Good. How are you, my friend? Now, Teresa, don't be so formal, okay? Because we're friends, so we can just talk. And that's what I said when we talked about it. Let's just talk, and let's just talk about what you've got going on. And I know you talk. You're anointed, and you talk from the word perspective. So I want you to feel free just to let the listeners know your heart today, okay? So talk a little bit about the organization and what you and Arnold has done and what you're doing. Let's get started.
Okay, well, the organization, as you just said, is God's Connection Transition, and it started in 2007. It started with a video that my husband had taken, seeing the homeless at night. Him and his brother had went out. So he brought it back. I watched it along with some other people. But once I watched it, my husband and I both said, God, we have to help. Now, if you walk with God and you open up that door, mm-hmm. God, we got to help. Well, he's going in full force. So we proceeded on by making just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, taking them out to the homeless. And then basically we put our money with our mouth and started going forward and created the nonprofit God's Connection Transition, which is now, it's 2015. We're still up. We're still running. We are getting ready for the future to moving into a new location, which we can offer our classes. It's called Success, which is basically trying to help people. I'm going to give you food, but it's a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. Food is just a Band-Aid. There's obviously something else going on if you're in need of food. So let's get to the bottom of the situation. It's going to be more of a counseling, more of a one-on-one. Let me help you if it's that you need to get to school, you haven't finished a GED. Maybe it's, okay, now you don't have a place to live. At this point, I don't have housing, but that's not for the future. We definitely know that God is capable of everything. Because mm-hmm. We stand on Philippians 4:13, which is basically really says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And that is a true statement, because there's nothing impossible. As long as you're putting one foot in front of another and you keep moving, mm-hmm. you can keep going. It's when you stop and you get stagnant and you're afraid to go on that everything piles up for you. Let GCT, which is where we're going, is to be able to, if you have a pile of mess, let me help you to figure out the mess. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look so big if you split it apart and you put it into pieces. Mm-hmm. I'm a true mommy. Mm-hmm. You know, come on, get up. Let me kick you in the pants a little bit. Come on. Mm-hmm. It's time to get up and get moving. Because if you stay still and you stay stagnant, you can't go forward.
Right.
You're just going to stay there. Mm-hmm. But if you put one foot in front of another, you let somebody help you. It could be food. It could be clothing. It could be helping you get furniture. Whatever happens to be the need. We've also helped when somebody felt that they were overwhelmed and didn't want to be there. Well, they just needed to get to college. So it was just that first semester. Mm-hmm. Then they could get into college. They could apply for grants. But it's always that first step. Mm-hmm. I am here. We're working. It's a two-year program. We're going to be there with you. We're going to help you. But I'm going to make you accountable. You got to get up. It's not a program where you can sit and just do nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a program to get up and get moving. But currently what we're doing is, while we just finished with Thanksgiving, so we want to give a shout out to Waste Management that helped us buy our turkeys.
Okay,
and
you know,
we fed 200 families.
Teresa, you know what? You just mentioned Waste Management. And before you go forward, can you give some folks, because you're about to go into what you guys are doing now, and I think that's outstanding. But let the listeners know, because Waste Management is a key factor here with Arnold and you and how you guys got started. And how, I want people to hear how God can use anything. Give that little small testimony real quick before you go into what you're doing.
Waste Management, okay. All right. So they were doing a Fortune 500 magazine clip. And so Waste Management is one of the Fortune 500 companies. So they decided they were going to pick one of the drivers or somebody in the organization. God rose my husband up out of 43,000 employees to the surface, and he put attention onto him. They did a story in the Fortune 500 magazine on a truck driver. Okay, this is a Fortune 500 company. This is not a truck driver, but they did a story on a truck driver, which was my husband, which opened the door to People Magazine, which never has done a truck driver, mm-hmm. has never put a regular person in the limelight. So all of this stemmed, and from there, every time that life gets a little stagnant, God puts us on to another magazine, into another storyline. That, we've been to Dr. Oz. Mm-hmm. We have been, Robin Roberts came in. Mm-hmm. She just finished coming in again. So God uses people that you wouldn't even expect.
Right.
So Waste Management, whereas my husband's just, you know, he's been driving a truck for 20-some years. He's always trying to get everybody involved. But God rose him to the surface. Mm-hmm. Out of all those people, all those employees, and all the senior executives, he rose my husband to the surface, mm-hmm. and said, look at this man that is putting... Basically, we put all of our finances into it. Mm-hmm. We've sold our future for somebody else's present. Mm-hmm. And he moved him forward in order to shine a light upon us. And with that light, this story just keeps going. Mm-hmm. So God is, he can use anything.
Yes,
anything and anyone,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to bring things to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our story with Waste Management, and they have been a supporter of us. Last year was turkeys. This year, once again, was turkeys, so we were able to feed 200 families, full complete meal, along with the turkeys.
Outstanding.
Woohoo! That was really awesome. Tent City was really cool, too.
Okay. Tell us a little about tell us about Tent City, and then we've got about 5 minutes to go. I want you to get into what you've got going on, and how can the Vision for Change listeners and those who are listening to WYCB and over the internet and all over the world, how can they participate in helping you to take care of those who need love this holiday season?
Okay. Well, Tent City, real quick,
mm-hmm.
it was the people that were living under Rock Creek on Rock Creek Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
They had been living there for many, many years. So my husband and a friend of his went down, Anthony went down, and they started giving them food. So God provided these tents, not little tents.
Mm-hmm.
but very big tents and very colorful tents. And so my husband and Anthony took them down, and they started setting up their little makeshift homes. Mm-hmm. So what has happened with that time period, which was a couple months that they were doing that, and God kept adding more tents, more jail beds. It just became this tent city. There was like 40 tents that had came up. There was people living there. The D.C. decided, okay, well, you can't live there. This is unsanitary, whatever. But in the midst of it, what they did, instead of just disassembling the tents, each time that my husband and Anthony went down there, they prayed that each one got a home. And every one of them that chose to get a home is now in a home.
Praise God.
They didn't disassemble it and just make it go away. Mm-hmm. They got housing. They were offered housing. One couple wanted to go back to, I think, Georgia or North Carolina. They sent them back. They just didn't disassemble it. This D.C. actually helped them to get where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. So Tent City was, it's gone now, but you know what? It was a success story because God had his day.
Yeah,
he had his day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And GCT was able to help facilitate that.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right,
the tents went up.
Now, with say their listeners out there and they want to be involved, and we know, and we talk about it here on the radio, that whatever you sow, God will definitely make happen for you. And so some people are not looking for a return, but some people just want to be a blessing. But I believe whatever you sow a seed, God will increase you and bring it back to your own life. How can they get involved with helping you to help those who are on the street? Some people just feel uncomfortable sometimes just giving money, which I don't have a problem with. Somebody that's on the street and are homeless and need have help. How can they help you do what you do?
Well, you know, in any organization, mm-hmm. especially with nonprofits, money is always a blessing.
Okay.
Because we got to keep our doors open. In order to keep the doors open, that takes donations. Mm-hmm. We don't take any type of government money. We work with funding and private organizations or corporations as well as individuals. That is our stance that we have. So money is always, you know, donating is always one of the top priorities. Not only just money, but we take clothing, food, canned, non-perishable food items. We take shoes. Shoes, a lot of times, go over to Guatemala. We have different outlets that we send different things to. But all of these, and on our website, it breaks it down on different categories of things that we actually do take. As always, please, new, lightly used. We're running a toy drive right now. Our goal is to provide Christmas for 200 children this year. So we are taking toys till the 19th of December so that we can be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. And okay. As you said,
can you give
everything
them,
that you sow is a seed.
Amen. Can you give them your website really quick? We're about to wrap up here. What is the website and our phone number they can call so they can help get involved with you?
Our website is gctservingpeople.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get a phone number to get in touch with us is 301-355-5144.
Okay, one more time.
301-355-5144.
And also, you can find GCT on Facebook. They have a Twitter
account, Instagram,
whatever you need. You can find them all over the
Google search Arnold Harvey. We show up.
Yeah, search Arnold
Just
Harvey.
Don't use my house.
Okay, amen. All right. Well, Teresa, I want to thank you so very much. I love you so dearly, and there was so much more we could talk about, but we are definitely running out of time here. So we want to thank you. Also, go by our website, gctservingpeople.org, and get involved. We have a quick, quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Tells us in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God has given each of us a special gift or vision, something unique, special, and powerful. And we want to help you gain some clarity of your gift or vision to change any area of your life so you can better serve your family, church, community, and the world. God has called John Stevenson Ministries and the Vision for Change broadcast to reach out to the world using every available voice, and that includes your own. When you become a part of the Love, Give, Serve, or LGS Nation with John Stevenson Ministries and Vision for Change, we team up together to help you gain some clarity in what God has called you to serve, whether that is to your family, church, job, or community. We cover all of our partners in prayer daily. We ask you to pray and follow your heart in what to give financially to assist us in our outreach efforts. Any financial gift you commit to sow into the ministry is tax deductible. John Stevenson Ministries' Vision for Change broadcast fully believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the vision and outreach of ministering the message of love and servanthood to the world. To become a partner or to acquire more information, log on to our website at www.jsmonline.org or call 877-268-8998 or send us an email to partnership@jsmonline.org. Please remember, as you love, give, and serve, all things are possible if you can just believe.
Before I let you go, I just want to thank my guest, Miss Teresa Harvey, and her husband, Arnold, from God's Connection Transition for being a part of our show today. Please make sure you go by her website and support what they're doing. Also, with your prayers, pray for them as they step out on faith and continue to love our community and be a blessing to our community. I want to thank our fifth caller, Mr. Albert Melvin. Albert, you are our winner today. We thank you. If you'll contact Radio One, they will make sure they get the information to you about how you need to come in and get this gift, our Destiny Pack. And we thank you so much for being a part of our show. Go by our website, jsmonline.org. We're under maintenance right now, but go by it anyway. Check it out. We've got some new things. Hopefully by the end of the day, we'll be up. Our Facebook pages. I'm on Twitter, John Stevenson 1, Stevenson with a PH. Listen, the message in the mission, get involved. Love somebody this holiday season. Be a blessing outside of your household. I am John Stevenson, and I thank you so very much for tuning into Vision for Change. Remember, when you love, give, and serve your gift to the world, all things are possible. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This concludes our message for today. We believe your life has been changed through the power of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For more information, please stop by our website at jsmonline.org. And remember, all things are possible if you can just believe.